WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A new report in the Sun-Times determines there are not enough affordable housing units in many Chicago suburbs. The 2003 Affordable Housing Planning and Appeal Act requires municipalities to submit reports to the state every 5 years. Those reports need to showcase plans for more affordable housing. The most recent report says about a quarter of submissions were compliant. Illinois legal nonprofit Impact for Equity authored the report, and it describes the state's housing affordability crisis as severe. It says more than 200,000 units are needed in Illinois over the next 5 years. A new study from Northwestern Medicine in Chicago finds that current U.S. lung cancer screening guidelines are missing a majority of patients. My colleague Haley Bloomquist reports Chicagoan Danielle Hogue is a 45-year-old mother of three, and in March of 2023, Hogue noticed something felt off while she was breastfeeding her son. A year later, after multiple tests, her doctor told her an MRI scan revealed a spot on her lung.
And even after that conversation, I still thought, well, no way is it lung cancer. I don't smoke. There's no reason for me to have lung cancer.
Researchers say two-thirds of patients who would have been excluded from screening under current guidelines were disproportionately women and people who have never smoked. Northwestern Medicine recommends expanding age-based screening to start at age 40. A stretch of milder weather starts this weekend, but will taper off after the Thanksgiving holiday next week. The National Weather Service says a lower than average start to December temperatures is ahead. Meteorologist Rafal Ogorek says the Chicago area typically sees average high temperatures in early December in the mid-30s to low 40s and low temperatures in the 20s.
For the first half of December, temperatures might average out below average compared to usual for that time of year. There are signals that we're seeing that it could be a little colder and a little more active weather-wise.
Before the cold snap arrives, daytime highs Saturday and Sunday will be in the 50s, and sunshine is expected this weekend. And the Chicago holiday season officially begins tonight with the city's annual tree lighting ceremony in Millennium Park. This year, the city is showcasing a 68-foot-tall Norway spruce. It will be lit up at 6 o'clock tonight with a pre-show featuring seasonal treats and a performance by the Chicago Leo Catholic High School Choir. The choir recently appeared in the NBC show America's Got Talent. You're listening to The Rundown. 30 years ago, the Smashing Pumpkins released Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, and now frontman Billy Corgan is celebrating the double album with a symphonic version at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. The final sound has been under close wraps. My colleague Courtney Kippers has more on what audiences can expect, and just to note that the Lyric Opera is a financial supporter of WBEZ.
In 1995, the Smashing Pumpkins burst onto the world stage when they released a massive, genre-defying double album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Joe Shanahan, who owns Chicago's Metro and Smart Bar, said the work stretched the creative rubber band.
At that time, no one was releasing a double album. I mean, that was reserved for Pink Floyd and Genesis and, The Who, not an alternative band from Chicago by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, that hard-rocking, industry-disrupting, chart-topping album is celebrating its 30th birthday. And once again, Billy Corgan is doing something unexpected, reimagining Melancholy as something closer to an opera. It's a collaboration with the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Here's Corgan back in March at the company's season announcement.
As anybody would know, a good composition, whether it's by the Beatles or Gershwin, is transferable to other media or mediums. So that's what we're going to do here is really create a beautiful night of music.
That beautiful night of music will include the lyrics' full orchestra and chorus on stage. There will also be four operatic soloists singing alongside Corgan. Plus, there will be custom-made costumes from Corgan's wife, Chloe Mandel, who, along with her father, runs the couture brand House of Giel. But Corgan is clear. This is not just a rock band appearing with a symphony. The songs have been completely reimagined. No guitar or drum parts here.
This is not a rock goes opera or opera goes rock. This is really to celebrate the compositional aspect of the work and to make sure that everybody that comes to the lyric, from the patrons on down, really enjoys the complexity and the beauty of the work that I created.
To help translate the rock album to classical, Corgan worked with the New York-based composer and conductor James Lau. Lau is a Grammy nominee who has worked extensively in classical and musical theater. But this project was a creative feat.
How in the world do you get Bullet with Butterfly Wings with an orchestra, right? And it was a long time. It was me just sitting in a room, you know, plunking out notes on the piano, recording little things on my phone and hating it and deleting it. So that was probably the biggest challenge.
The collaboration between Corgan and Lyric stands to be mutually beneficial. Corgan gets to spread his artistic wings even further, while the Lyric gets to tap into a pool of music fans who may never otherwise enter the opera house. Here's Zoe Reams, a mezzo-soprano, singing on the project.
Hopefully, if we peak 10% of the people's interests who come to these shows, I feel like that's a win, who might want to come back or experience a classical piece.
3 decades after the album first dropped, Metro's Joe Shanahan said he's not surprised Corgan is still pushing boundaries with this music. Shanahan said it's who Corgan has always been.
He knocked on the door and nobody answered. And then he just pushed the door open and he said, I'm here. What are you going to do with me now?
The show opens tomorrow and will run for 7 sold-out nights. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News. We only come
out at night. Weather cloudy with a few sprinkles today and tonight. Today's high 49 degrees and then getting to a chilly 36 tonight. And for the weekend, sunshine, a high of 50 on Saturday, 54 on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.